Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Throughout the 1950s, Hermosa Beach's Lighthouse Cafe was a beacon for West Coast jazz in Southern California, anchored by a legendary house band, the Lighthouse All-Stars. In the early 1960s, with the disbanding of that group, the cafe became instead a destination for national jazz acts such as Art Blakey, Elvin Jones, Joe Henderson, Lee Morgan, and more. We'll hear music from some of those artists in the hour to come. It's After the All-Stars, live at the Lighthouse, 1960 through 1972. Coming up next on Nightlights. Thank you.
What is this thing called love? What is this thing called love? None of us really know, but we try to act like we know what love really is, but we don't know, you know. But then there's so many things we don't know.
Cannonball Adderley's Quintet live at the Lighthouse in October 1960 doing Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love with Adderley on alto sax, Brother Nat on cornet, Victor Feldman on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. It wasn't an actual lighthouse, but the Lighthouse Cafe in Hermosa Beach, California became a beacon of West Coast jazz in the 1950s, home to a revolving group of musicians known as the Lighthouse All-Stars, led by bassist Howard Rumsey, and featuring artists such as Shorty Rogers, Bud Shank, and Shelly Mann, many of them alumni of the Stan Kenton Orchestra, who embodied the emerging sound of West Coast jazz, a genre much broader than what it's often been given credit for. The Lighthouse's sunny, on-the-water locale and loyal but laid-back clientele, sometimes clad in swimwear, assured the Lighthouse All-Stars of steady work. By the beginning of the 1960s, however, Rumsey was having a harder time finding new young talent to replace the All-Star veterans who'd gone on to lead their own groups, and so he disbanded, becoming instead a concert promoter for the Lighthouse and bringing in national acts, many of them from the East Coast. The improving racial climate of the early 1960s also made it easier, according to Rumsey, to feature integrated or all-black bands. While the All-Stars had had their share of African-American members or guests over the years, the various incarnations had been primarily white. Cannonball Adderley's Quintet was one of the first East Coast groups to play at the Lighthouse in the autumn of 1960, followed in the years to come by artists such as Dizzy Gillespie, Ahmad Jamal, Oscar Peterson, and others whom you'll hear on this edition of Nightlights. The first set includes an unusual and short-lived edition of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers with a young Chuck Mangione on trumpet and Keith Jarrett on piano. First, a 1962 performance from a West Coast ensemble that serves as a sort of bridge between the Lighthouse's 1950s and 60s eras. Saxophonist Curtis Amy highlighting his vibraphonist Roy Ayers with For Ayers Only on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers with Between Races, featuring Chuck Mangione on trumpet and Keith Jarrett on piano, from the album Buttercorn Lady, recorded live at the Lighthouse in 1966. Saxophonist Curtis Amy before that with For Airs Only, featuring vibraphonist Roy Ayers, from the album Tippin' On Through, recorded at the Lighthouse in 1962. In the mid-1960s, the rock and roll impact of the British invasion continued to reverberate throughout the jazz world, and it could be heard at times in the repertoire of jazz acts performing at the Lighthouse. The Jazz Crusaders recorded several albums at the Lighthouse, and on their 1968 edition, they included a funky jazz brew transformation of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby that helped drive the record's sales. Blue Note recording artist The Three Sounds also recorded at the club, and in the subsequent album's liner notes, pianist Gene Harris enthusiastically proclaimed it the best jazz club in the country. You're presented respectfully like you're playing on a concert stage, like you're the star tonight, baby. You can't do anything wrong, and you never lose the closeness of the audience there. The people are up tight and right next to you. It feels like they're breathing down your throat, digging every minute. The Lighthouse is beautiful, and I'm delighted we recorded there. The album kicked off with the Three Sounds' own spin on a mid-1960s rock radio hit. Here's their take on the Yardbirds' Still I'm Sad on Nightlights. the Jazz Crusaders performing the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby from the Blue Note album Lighthouse 68, and the Three Sounds before that with the Yardbirds' Still I'm Sad from their album Live at the Lighthouse, recorded in the summer of 1967. I'll have more live Lighthouse recordings in just a few moments. You can view playlists and listen to many previous Nightlights programs, including the Lighthouse All-Stars, on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to After the All-Stars, live at the Lighthouse 1960 through 1972. I'm featuring live recordings made at the Lighthouse Cafe in Hermosa Beach, California in the 1960s and early 70s on this edition of Nightlights. In the 1950s, the Lighthouse had been a mainstay of the West Coast jazz scene, but in the 1960s and early 70s, it presented many East Coast groups that were more grounded in an advanced hard bop sound. Two such artists that recorded at the Lighthouse in 1970 were saxophonist Joe Henderson and trumpeter Lee Morgan. Decades later, Blue Note would reissue Morgan's release as an expanded 3-CD set. Morgan's saxophonist Benny Maupin recalled the band's two-week gig at the Lighthouse with pleasure, writing that, "We all enjoyed the ocean, air, and the very relaxed atmosphere." Howard Rumsey, too, remembered that Morgan lifted the band and the listeners every night with his free-swinging, effortless, inspiring, personal, pixie-like style. We'll hear Morgan's rendition of the song that made him a jazz star in the 1960s after this from Joe Henderson, a composition that featured Morgan on its first studio recording, Caribbean Fire Dance, live at the Lighthouse on Nightlights. Trumpeter Lee Morgan and saxophonist Benny Maupin soloing on Morgan's hit The Sidewinder live at the Lighthouse in the summer of 1970 with Harold Mayburn on piano, Jimmy Marin on bass, and Mickey Roker on drums. Saxophonist Joe Henderson before that at the Lighthouse in September 1970 with Caribbean Fire Dance, joined by trumpeter Woody Shaw, George Cables on keyboards, Ron McClure on bass, Lenny White on drums, and Tony Waters on congas. The Lighthouse continued featuring jazz into the first years of the 1970s, but the death of owner John Levine in 1971 led to a parting of ways between Howard Rumsey and Levine's son Russ, who wanted to highlight blues performers instead. Rumsey began a new club in Redondo Beach called Concerts by the Sea. The Lighthouse is still open today, and it still presents jazz artists from time to time. Its place in jazz history has been boosted by Ted Gioia's West Coast Jazz book and a 2007 film documentary, which both focus on the club's glory days of the 1950s. But the Lighthouse remained a vital venue for modern jazz beyond that, and we'll close the show with two of the last jazz albums to be recorded there in 1972. Drummer Elvin Jones's group and guitarist Grant Green, heard here with Walk in the Night on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I close with drummer Elvin Jones performing Taurus People, recorded live at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California, 1972. Guitarist Grant Green before that with Walk in the Night, also recorded at the Lighthouse in 1972. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Ted Gioia, Ken Poston, and the Organissimo Jazz Forum. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.